This conference will...
Why today, right? Why now? Okay, Al, thanks for being with us this morning.
All right, well, thank you very much, and it's really great to be on the call. I appreciate the opportunity always to talk to this team of people that you've put together, who are our loyal, faithful, in the trenches, and frankly, making a difference right now in Manitech. So, well, first of all, let's say that we just ended BP7, and my goodness, what an amazing BP it has been. I got some numbers here I just pulled out, actually, just for this call, which, you know, nobody else has heard yet, but just on a recruiting number, worldwide, our number got over 10,000 for the first time in a long time. Actually, not only 10,000, 11,315 people coming into the business this BP, compared to 7,766 last BP, which was a great BP. So we're 45.7% ahead of last BP, 83% ahead of last year. So for those of us who look at this recruiting number as a preview of coming attraction, because as we all know, recruiting drives our business, there's no question, folks, that something amazing is happening in the U.S., in Canada. Our numbers in Canada was 182% above last BP, 428% over last year. So it's a difference of 4,000 this BP versus 764 last year and 1,430 last BP. So that is amazing. I think we got new silvers, a new gold, a new silver, a bunch of bronze presidential, and some new presidential all in one BP. Lots of people qualifying for the incentive as well. So both in the U.S. and Canada, North America is on fire. But the nice thing to see is that the rest of the world is also on fire, so it makes it for a company that is back in momentum again, and that is really something we are excited about. Another number we look at is activation. Okay, so we had 11,315 new associates come in BP7. How many of them did something in their first BP? 9,000 of them did something in their first BP. That is 30% above what we did last BP, 74% what we did last year. So not only we're recruiting, but people are activating in their very first BP in business. And that is exciting. And we can also see some just a small shift, but definitely a shift in our revenue line as well. This BP compared to last BP, so that is good. So we're starting to see some of this recruiting numbers reflecting in also our bottom line, our top line revenue line, which is something we are excited about. So all in all, what we're seeing, what you guys are doing out there is starting to show up. It's starting to show up in the numbers, what I call the vital sign of our company, and we want to thank you guys all for doing that. And I hope that some of you are seeing that in your businesses as well. I know that we're seeing a lot of hot spots. I've been talking to a few presidentials already this morning. And yes, they are also seeing some movement, some positive movement in their business. But I think the thing I'm most excited about right now is that really for the very first time, I feel like we got a really powerful, powerful message that is very congruent, something that, you know, since Summit, through Manifest, going into ManaQuest, we're bringing this message of the real food revolution, this extreme food makover. By the way, we're now calling it XFM, Extreme Food Makeover, is a powerful message that is congruent with everything that we've done so far. Now, some of you may have heard Sam in Branson, or you've heard him or watched him on that video that he did that is in Giving Changes Everything at that church. But the whole story now is about food gone bad. It's no longer just saying to someone, do you take a supplement? No, I think now the question really is, do you eat? And for me, that becomes a whole blue ocean market that we have gone into, that we have shifted to. It's like we left everybody in the litter, in the little sandbox, playing among themselves, or what we call red market, which is the red ocean, which is where everybody is eating at each other, and it's red because it's bloody. The competition is really strong, but it's all about who's got the best shake and who's got the best vitamin E and a vitamin D and this and that. But I think we're taking that discussion to another level. Our discussion now is really about food. And that is a discussion that I think is universal, it's global. Now, instead of talking 500 million people take a supplement, we're talking about 7.3 billion people eat every day. And out of eating, they're trying to get something out of that food, which is nutrition, and we know that that is the big problem. It's a big problem, one, because people don't know what good nutrition looks like anymore. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you saw this article by Rob Sinnott about how, for Americans today, it is simpler to understand the tax code. It is simpler to understand the tax code than it is to understand good nutrition. So, folks, every time you get in front of people talking about and helping them understand nutrition at a different level, this whole real food revolution that we're pioneering on a global basis, that discussion is a discussion that elicits immediately interest. Because it's not that people don't want to know, they just don't have the tools to know. We have been so misled by all the stuff that's going on, the processed food industry. Well, we have another article that just came out, and Rob just sent it to every one of us. And Mary Jo, I'm going to send you a copy of that right now as I'm thinking about it. But it is all about all the top food, the processed food industry. Actually, this is the CEOs of the processed food industry actually agreeing that they've gone wrong, in terms of just getting really good at selling crap, okay? And they admit it. I mean, this is people from PepsiCo and Conagra and all the big food industry who are saying, you know what, we have taken the wrong way, and admitting that, and saying, I mean, it literally saying that from now on, Every time a company will bring them a new ingredient or something, that one of the things they're going to ask for is this natural? Now imagine when big food industry starts to realize that this is something that, they've gone down the wrong way, they need to make a sharp turn to go back to things, and you know how these companies are, it's going to take them a very long time before they get there. Guess what? We are pioneering this movement. We are already there. We have an army of people that have been trained, have been with us for 17 years, who understand the concept of good nutrition, and we're unleashing them out there with the Nutriverus, with For Free, with all the other complements of things that we have, right? I mean, that is powerful. So, if success is meeting humanity where it's going, not trying to create a new way for humanity, it's just finding where humanity is going and intersecting with where humanity is going, I would say that today, more than ever, we are right there at that intersection of where humanity is going. Because I tell you what, the rank and file, you and I, the average person is well aware that they are not eating the way they should. We know that. Everybody knows that. That's not something you have to convince anybody about. This is just something that you got to just open your mouth and start talking to people. They get it. They absolutely get it. So that's not the issue. The issue is, really, is now what? Now what? They understand the problem. They just don't have enough choices for solutions. And we have that solution. We now have a way to come to them with a very simple solution, get them started on a journey, a new journey, I would say, right? A new journey of really learning about food in a better way, understanding the connection between nutrition and health, and giving them a way to start that journey. And that is Nutriverus. And then from Nutriverus, we take them up that, you know, the next level. So we keep upgrading them to, you know, bulk embertose or plus or, you know, protein peptides for weight loss and all those things. But we have an easy way to get into the market, and this is a deal. I mean, the good news about this is we know we have it. We know we're going in the right direction because this is where the rest of the world is going. But the bad news is this. Other people are getting on to the game. Other people are starting to understand what's going on. So what we got to do is we got to maximize this advantage that we have. We got to have a sense of urgency to go out there and talk to as many people as we can and start and being the first to start mentioning this stuff to them. We don't want, what we don't want is we don't want these big food companies to actually get ahead of us. Folks, I'm going to give you a little comparison because from the world I come in, 32 years ago when I got involved in this industry, in the direct sale industry, network marketing industry, you know, the products I had in my hands was something that was really, really different because it was concentrated, it was biodegradable when biodegradable did not even exist yet in the dictionary. So this company who launched these products and brought it to the market before everybody else woke up to this built up such a head of momentum with that concept. Now, 10, 15 years ago, everybody started to become biodegradable, green, concentrated, reduced packaging, all those things that were the selling points of this company that you all know about, who's a $10 billion company today. But when they were a $1 billion company, when they were less than a $1 billion company, they had a unique position in the marketplace that nobody else thought was that important. They just did not think it was that important. But today, guess what? They absolutely believe it's important, okay? But what happened is because they had years of being able to penetrate the market and build that momentum, become a $6 billion company, become a $7 billion, $8 billion, $10 billion, and continuing forward, that advantage, they've been able to really leverage it into really a company that keeps growing all over the world with this one simple message. And that's the kind of message that we have today. Okay? That's the kind of message that we have today. And what we got to do is we cannot. We own this. This is ours. This is our message. This is something that we can really go out right now and make hay from because nobody else has this kind of message. And the thing is, not just the message, we also have the right model. The problem with these big food companies is that they're going to have to spend billions and billions of dollars to re-educate the consumers to believe that these things are important. They're going to have to change the ingredients. They're probably going to have to raise their prices, which in the packaged food industry, raising your prices is like a kiss of death, okay? And then spend billions re-educating the consumer. We do it every single day in the home, having fun, some music, tasting some products, learning a very simple story about food gone bad, a simple solution, and how can you take advantage of it? How can you benefit from this amazing revolution movement that's going on right now in the marketplace? Folks, I am so excited about this concept, and I'm so excited that, you know, at Manifest, we're gonna be really launching this thing for you guys. The team has been working together. We've had Mary Jo and a bunch of other folks all together working on this task force for the home, the extreme food makeovers, the home parties. And we have brought some resources inside the building. You're going to hear a lot about what Rod Gilchrist and his team is doing on Navigate to make sure that we're really bringing the real food makeover. XFM, remember that, XFM. We're bringing the whole XFM concept out in a very powerful way with the right tools, with the right message, very simple, driving the Nutrivarious message and then helping people to upgrade from that. We have brought Simon Cryer, which you've heard about. He's actually sitting right here in the office with me. I might even have him say a few words because he's very excited about it as well, has studied the industry for many, many years, high producer for many years in Australia. Now he's a Texas transplant, has taken what he's seen in the rest of the industry, and we're bringing it all in-house so that by ManaQuest, folks at ManaQuest, when we talk about ManaQuest being like the extreme training weekend, it used to be the ultimate, it's now the extreme training weekend, I can tell you right now that that is going to be the place where when you leave there, you're going to know exactly, and I know we say it all the time, but you're going to know exactly what to say, what to do, a simple plan, and a phenomenal tool. Navigate is going to be absolutely reshaped to be exactly to support this whole XFM concept, Extreme Food Makeover concept, which is the most powerful messages that you can have. And I tell you what, we got to stay ahead of Nestle, Unilever, Kraft, Conagra, because now that they got religion, well, we had religion. We were real food when real food was not sexy. Well, now it's going to be sexy. So we got to take this moment to drive this as fast as we can, build such a head of momentum that these guys are going to be watching us smoke for many, many, many years. See, the thing about value innovation, the trend we're in with value innovation, it gives you about a 10-year advantage on a competition. Real value innovation will give you a 10-year head start on a competition. We have left the red ocean where everybody's battling and biting each other and killing each other and blood is everywhere to a blue ocean where we're by ourselves. Nobody else is there. This is just us. We're creating our own playground to play in. So I'm telling you, it is a day. This is really, 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 really a moment like we have never experienced in Manatech. And I know we had it in a certain way in a small market that we really maximized. We became a $400 million market in a very small pond, in a very small pond, looking for people who really, really had a need, right? But I tell you what, this need of food is bigger than any need we have ever addressed. The problem, I mean, Sam has been saying this. I don't know if you've been hearing him, but, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, we can't, you know, you're never a prophet in your own land. But Sam was a prophet. When he realized, when he brought this whole concept of malnutrition as being the biggest problem in a world, man, he prophetized that. That was absolutely true. Let me tell you what now. The Food Marketing Institute conducted a consumer study and found that 55% of the Americans agreed that the approach to food production is on a wrong track. It says this is a scary number for over half the population to feel this way. We are on a wrong track. This is from people from the people who run these big companies. One, a top 10 list of our food problems, there's one, too much sugar. Food processing strips nutrients, too much fat from saturated fat to trans fat, fast food, chemicals, high fructose corn syrup, mass production of monocultured field, contamination, less local production, GMOs. How many more things can we have? How many more problems can they have identified? They've said it all here. It's all here. And this is the food industry, you know, giants who are saying, hey, we're going down the wrong way. Folks, I am telling you, we have an advantage. We have to maintain that advantage. There's never been a better time to get educated on this thing, to get really armed and empowered through the tools. That's why, folks, you want to get as many people to ManaQuest as you can, because this is where we are launching the revolution. We're launching the revolution at ManaQuest. You know, Manifest was wonderful. We launched a bunch of initiatives. Okay, we were all here and all in and all here. Okay, great. Well, at ManaQuest, we're going to be all in and all one. We're going to take all these concepts, these different concepts, and bring it into one cohesive message, method, mission, and I'll tell you what, and drive this thing as fast as we can. Now, I got Simon here with me. So I'm going to have Simon say a few words because this is great. You're here and you've been hearing what I've been saying. This is Mary Jo's team on a weekly Monday call. And I know you're excited about it. Tell them why you're excited about this stuff.
Man, I'm excited, Al. You know, we talked, you know, last night we had, not last night, the other week we had Tuesday Night Live, and Greg Ross was interviewing me, and he said, why are you excited about Manatech? Tell me what you feel about Nutriverious, Give for Real, the four free discount program, Navigate. Tell me about the whole thing. And I said to him, mate, here's what I believe is that this is the most exciting thing I've ever come across in my career. And in my mind, I believe it's kind of like a ground floor new opportunity. Like it's a ground floor grassroots movement here. It's like a new startup company with a 20-year history. And I think we're going to see ManaQuest as the launch pad for stellar success. And I would highly recommend for you on the call, I'm going to be there. I'm going to have my team here. Here's why, is because I don't want to be the lone ranger in my team just enjoying all the success, all the results for myself. I want to bring 5 to 10 personal people with me so that I can get 5 to 10 times the results that I'm going to have leaving ManaQuest. I'd highly recommend that you don't come alone, that you bring people. Here's what's going to happen if you decide to come alone. After the end of the first day, you are going to be kicking yourself that you didn't have 20 people with you, leaving and getting 20 times the results the following 2 weeks after. Because here's what's going to happen. After ManaQuest, it's not going to be the end. That's going to be the starting line. That's the starting block where you're going to see exponential growth in your business. You'll be able to see direct hard evidence in terms of recruiting, business volume. You'll see a whole bunch of people who are empowered, not only with a belief level that they can do the job, but equipped with the very tools that they need to go and share this message in a professional, predictable way with predictable, measurable results. So I'm really, really excited. I think for the first time in probably in my whole career, I believe the field is right in sync with corporate, our messaging, our positioning. We've got all these elements coming together where we've got marketing expertise that we've drawn from industry best practice. And so it's already proven. So we've developed the tools. Nothing that has happened with our team that we've brought to the table. We have leaders like Mary Jo Hilliger, some of the Platinum Presidentials having input in this whole program. Nothing is by chance or happenstance. This is all proven systems, and systems stand for save yourself sweat, time, energy, and money by using a system. So I'm excited to unveil this system with the team to be able to take it to market and to see results from and on your team, Mary Jo, on my team, and us as a family to really go and reclaim our position in the marketplace.
Excellent. Well, Mary Jo, I don't know how much time you wanted me to take on this call, but I hope people on this call can really feel the excitement that we see here. I mean, we've been at it all week. I mean, we've been brainstorming and masterminding for the last 2 weeks. Mary Jo, you know, you and I spent a whole evening eating and talking about this stuff as well. So you're right there. You got your finger right on what's going on. So maybe you may want to add a little bit more to what we just said. This is, folks, I know it might sound like from just our voice or anything, we're trying to motivate you. This is not about motivating you. This is really about telling you what's really going on. Because, you know, I just get excited by this stuff. I almost hate it because it sounds like hype, but it's not hype. It's just we really believe inside this building we got our finger on something like we have not had in a long time, and the results are proving that now. The results are starting to prove it. And whether it's in Europe, in this country, in Mexico, all over the world, things are starting to come together like we've not seen in a long time. So, Mary Jo?
Yeah. No, I think, I think the messaging is what's so critically important. You know, for years, this company was out in the marketplace trying to distinguish Amber Toast from everything else. And, you know, we had our messaging around Osaline. We had our messaging around Phytomatrix. I think we really have found ourselves when our messaging becomes real food. And that's so critical for us to really get into why is real food necessary and laying the foundation of understanding how much is genetically modified, how much, you know, and now that we have this new article, which I can't wait to get my hands on, Al.
I just sent it to you.
I'll get it out to everybody on the call this morning. But the important thing is to understand that we are dead on. We know this country is in shambles. We finally are getting at the core reason why we're number one in the world in cancer, why we, you know, have the highest health care costs anywhere in the world. It really boils down to we eat the worst possible foods that you can eat anywhere in the world. And they all happen here because we process the dickens out of them. I mean, it's unbelievable when you find out your blueberry yogurt is colored by dead moths from Mexico that they used to use to dye their clothing indigo color. I mean, come on, people. This is a, you know, and we wonder why gluten intolerance is epidemic. Well, because wheat's been genetically modified 8 times. I mean, you know, our body, we're allergic to it. We get gluten intolerance because it's not food. It's not something that our body was built to recognize in the first place. So it's just a joy. My query is this, Al. I'm not so worried about staying ahead of these food companies because I sit back and say to myself, how could we ever trust them after what they've done to us for 50 years?
Well, they've done it to us. Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is, that's what people need to understand. A lot of, you know, we've been beating ourselves up for years thinking we were doing all the wrong things and, you know, and we're gaining weight and we're feeling, you know, lower energy, we're sick, we got mind, you know, fog, all that stuff, and we're thinking, oh my God, I need to do more, which is true. I mean, we got to take responsibility for what we do, but I tell you what, at the end of the day, I mean, these guys, it's hard to compete with billions of dollars that get spent every year to really mislead the public, mislead your children, and that's the reason why this is the first generation that will not live as long as their parents. I mean, that's a shame. This is on our watch. This is on, you know, while we're here. This has not happened because of somebody else. This is happening because of us. But it's not us. It's what they've done to us.
Right. And then,
you know,
and then
I don't want to be a victim, but I mean, that, at the same time, we need to realize that it was a very intentional, well-synchronized, organized, masterminded assault on
right.
my health and your health.
And they didn't do it, you know, and Al's absolutely right. They didn't do it with the purpose of harming our health. They did it with one purpose only, and that is the bottom line. These guys could care less. They're trying to make as billions of dollars as they can. They didn't, you know, they didn't care whether it hurt or helped us. They didn't even bother doing the studies to support it. It was just, it made it cheaper. It gave it greater shelf life stability so we would make more money. It made them grow better in the fields. The bugs didn't eat them. The things, you know, I could extend my product. Everything they've done, it's all about how to make a dollar bill. It's a problem we have in our system that it's always about how do I cut costs to make a bigger dollar? And that just, it rapes you, and it's now raped us as a society, as a country, for our health. We've watched our health go down the drain because of this. So to go back and to trust these guys that they're going to do something good for us, therein lies my issue. I don't know that I could ever trust these companies to do something good for me. I mean, what are they hiding? And you know, sometimes when you talk to people about, well, I don't know, maybe that's just a cynical approach that you're taking. And I'm cynical. You know, some of my things I like to talk to people about, I go, how about vine-ripened tomatoes? When you buy vine-ripened tomatoes off the grocery store shelf, you're paying 20 cents, 30 cents, 40 cents more a pound. And the reality is that they don't even ship anything that's red in a tomato. They don't even put it on a truck to ship it out to a grocery store. Every single tomato that's shipped to a grocery store is green. And when it gets to the back end, they gas them to cause them to ripen. So the only reason so here's your distinction. And you look at a grocery store and you say, here's vine ripened, here's not. Look at the top of the tomato. The ones that are vine ripened are the ones that they left the vines on when they picked them green and hard as rocks. And when they gassed them in the back and they turned red, guess what was still attached to the top of the tomato? The dead vine. Now, I have looked everywhere. I have found no science anywhere that suggests a tomato that ripens on a dead vine because it's being gassed is any healthier than one that was picked off the vine. Okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but this is a fraud. This is a fraud that the marketing is done to us. The fraud of whole wheat bread. When whole wheat bread, if it doesn't have whole wheat grain, if it says whole wheat bread, all they've done is taken white bread and they put caramelized coloring in it to make it look brown or tan, and then they call it whole wheat. And they do this. And these are the things that they've been doing to us and treating us just like we are all, like, had no brains, and we're like sheep being drawn to slaughter, and it's been on and on and on. And you can go back and look at all the things the FDA is saying, oh, no, we can't possibly tell people if something's genetically modified. So they voted that down, even though in Europe everything, every product has GMO or non-GMO on it, right? I mean,
right.
But not here in the United States. No, no, we have to protect people because they wouldn't know what to buy. Well, you wouldn't know what to buy because there'd be nothing left to buy. That's the problem. You would go to a grocery store, and I would bet you $100 that you couldn't find one thing that wasn't genetically modified, right? I mean, it had some GMO ingredient, right? And so that's the sadness, that if we had to publish that, oh, my goodness, there'd be no food. People would abandon health food stores because they wouldn't be able to find something. So it's huge, Al, and I think, you know, I love your temperament. I love the fact that XFM, I love those words. I think the acronym's going to be great for this company, XFM. We can really run with that because that's what we're about. It's really truly about taking a new look at what are we putting into this body and giving our body the best shot to have the greatest amount of success so we don't have to be dependent on drugs when we turn 10, 20. I mean, I used to say when you turn 60, you're on all these drugs, but today it's when you turn 10. You know, I mean, kids are taking, I was just working with a child who's on 4 different drugs, and I mean, it's like crazy.
Isn't that funny?
Where do you think a 10-year-old's going to be when they're 35 if they're on 4, they're dependent on 4 drugs today? And it's just for breathing, like allergies, asthma, 4 different drugs at 10 years old. Where is this child going to be at 35? I don't even want to think about it.
Right. And Mary Jo, I think everybody should be really, happy, I think, to understand that what we're going to be able to do has a lot to do also with the model of business that we have. Because that model of business is what's going to help us to be able to compete. Because we don't have the billions of dollars to go out there, re-educate the consumer on what's right. Okay? But what we do is we have the ability to go in living rooms and dens and tell people the story. It's kind of that whole shock and awe concept where, I mean, this is just things they don't know.
Right.
I mean, people don't realize this thing. So we have an ability to get into homes, to get eye to eye, belly to belly with people. And this is what it's going to take to really lead this revolution. It's going to be on a grassroots level. And these are the big companies, as much as they understand it. Now, it's great that they now admit it. They admit it that they've gone down the wrong way. But for them to change is going to be a very, very tough road because it just takes time. They have too much invested in all the junk that they're out there peddling every day. So they're going to have a problem trying to, you know, pedal back and re-educate people and so on. But they understand they have no other choice. Because again, if the consumer's perception, right, this is the Food Marketing Institute conducted this study, right, and found that 55% of Americans agree that America's approach to food production is on a wrong track. That is something they cannot deny anymore. It's like this train is leaving the station, and now they're going to figure out how to, you know, get on a train. Well, we want to be leading that train. We want to put the throttle to that speed so they can never get on a train. I mean, by the time they get on a train, we are so far off that they can't even see us anymore. But folks, there's got to be this feeling, this sense of urgency that we ought to do something now. It's not later. Don't wait until they catch up with us. Don't. I mean, they will. Eventually, they will. But you know, I hope we're so far that, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay? But let's not sit on our laurels and think, okay, well, we are the best in the world. We got the best products. Wonderful. But you know what? If we don't do something about that now, first of all, shame on us. Because we, you know, as you said, for lack of knowledge, people perish. We're responsible at this point because we have the knowledge. If we let people perish, then that's, you know, we're not becoming responsible for that as well, I would submit, right? And then the other thing is, there is such an amazing opportunity in us getting on this thing right now and really taking it to the world and truly being the pioneers of a global food revolution. We can do it. It's in our hands right now to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, timing is everything, and we do have the and you know what, it for me, Al, it allows me, we don't worry about supplement companies. That's not what that's not our issue. Our issue is no longer competition. Our issue is only one thing. Our issue is one thing. We are taking the forefront in this real food technology explosion, and we're talking about how do we get back, because you know, even if these companies do start making better foods, and that's a blessing. I mean, absolutely. Do I want to see that happen? 1,000% behind that. But the problem is going to be for them to get their foods anywhere close to what we have in Nutriveris, they're going to have to be making very expensive foods, more expensive than they may be willing to make. So what's going to happen is the market's not going to be able to absorb that increased cost. So we're still going to have junk on the grocery store shelf.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's a kiss of death for them to have to raise prices. It's a kiss of death. I mean, I'm waiting to see how this thing is going to shake out when all these companies now, you know, feel the pressure to have to raise their prices, because, you know, if one of the things they're going to have to look at is every ingredient, is this natural or not, well, you know that price is going to go up. And how are they going to deal with it? That is going to be an interesting thing to watch. But you know what? We don't have to worry about it because we've already set up prices. People know you pay for what you get. I mean, you get what you pay for. And so, you know, and I think with a Nutriveris at that entry-level price that we have is the best, most unique, most profound solution that we have to this problem.
Right. Absolutely. No question about it, because that's like, you know, the people who have a lot of money in this country, there are a lot of them that are already eating very well. They've found a way. I mean, they're the shoppers that really are, you know, have spent the time and energy. They go to great wholeness practitioners. They spend a lot of money. They grow their own gardens. They do everything organic. I mean, we have a lot of population that's doing that, but it's those people are going to do well no matter what happens out there. But the problem is that the majority of our population isn't in the economic stratosphere to be able to afford all of that. So we, us, need to be out there touching these people's lives in an incredible way to help them, because they're still going to be buying fast food. They're still going to be doing things. We can support them making better choices, but the best choice they can make from a financial perspective is to buy Nutriveris and put that in their body every day. If they can do that, they can. We're not suggesting that we reinforce their bad habits, but you know, from a cost perspective, that's the best investment that they'll ever make. Because instead of going out and spending an extra $100 every week on groceries, if they spend $60 a month on Nutriveris, we still are making a huge, huge difference in their lives by knowing that they're getting that level of nutrition in their diets every day. So,
now, Mary Jo, I know you probably remember this from the Paul Zane Pilsner book, you know, on the wellness revolution. But one of the points he made there is that, you know, the way we're going to define societies in the future, you know, the haves and the have-nots is going to become those who can afford wellness and those who cannot afford wellness.
Correct.
You know, so it really then speaks very well to the second concept that we have, which is the ability, us giving people the ability to afford wellness.
Correct.
You know,
affordability.
My wife and I had, you know, we went to the food market this weekend, and it cost us $100-some just for 2 or 3 days. I mean, we are on a very strict diet. We want to do it right and so on. But you know, we join a boot camp, that costs money. You go to the supermarket, that costs money. We went to get a food massage because that's important for wellness, that costs money. When you start adding all those things together, you realize it takes money to be well.
Yep.
And that's forgetting the hundreds of dollars in supplementation that we take as well. So you add supplementation, exercising, eating right, and all those things. Well, guess what? Not everybody can afford it. That's why there's a direct correlation between the poverty level and the obesity level. Poverty level, obesity level. Those two things are so connected. Why? Because people cannot afford to eat the right things, so they eat the junk. And when they eat the junk, it just the byproduct of that is all kinds of health issues, but also obesity.
Right.
You know, and which doesn't make sense. You know, you would think that the poorer the people, the less they can eat, the skinnier they would be. That's not the case. It's actually the other way. You know, Sam has a great point about, you know, a study that showed homeless people were actually more obese than regular people. Again, it's that I cannot afford to eat right. Nutriverus brings that good nutrition at a price point, at a delivery process that fits the average American family and eventually the world's families, and that makes it a very unique proposition, which makes it also a very unique opportunity. Because if you can solve the world's biggest problem, then you have the world's biggest opportunity. I was reminded this weekend, watching my pastor on Sunday, but he made a point. You know, the problems you solve creates the rewards that you're going to get. The problems you solve creates the reward. The problem you solve creates the rewards. So if we can solve the biggest problem in the world, it makes sense. It really makes sense. Then if we can solve the biggest problem in the world, then we can expect the biggest rewards. And that's what our plan, that's what our compensation plan really gives us. And that is something that, you know, I'm pretty excited about as well, because you're going to see through the stuff that we've done lately with the full free program and other things that we're now at that place where, you know, we could really provide an amazing financial opportunity for those people who want to be the pioneers of this real food revolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a huge opportunity. Let's open Al for a few more minutes. We got to give me just open if anyone has questions. Anyone want to share questions? Let's see if we take yourself off mute. Anyone?
Mary Jo, did they come out with that site for the customers? Yeah,
it's coming out next. It's being in its test market state, and they're getting lots of great feedback. In fact, if you're in my organization, I think Lydia sent it out to, we were one of the test marketer groups, and she sent it out to about 20 people in our organization. So it's being test marketed and test reviewed.
It will be out this week.
I heard that it will be out either end of this week or first of next week, right?
We are expecting
Lydia said 16th.
By the end of this week, literally 1 million associates will be getting a free member site that they can use at their leisure, at their pleasure.
So you'll all be getting it by the end of this week or for Monday, a week from today. You should all have it. And every associate gets it. Every member gets it. I had somebody in my organization say, well, Mary Jo, last week they said, well, I'm holding on. I have two members to put in, but I'm going to wait until they get that free website. And I was like, if they sign up now, they're going to get it anyway. And they go, oh, I thought it was just new ones. And I go, no.
Everybody will get those those things.
Yeah. Including associates, so you don't have to be a member. Yeah.
Literally, Mary Jo, it looks like from our database about 1 million associates are going to be given a free website to enroll members, and I expect that to really have a major impact on our business this BP. So that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Easiest way in the world to get somebody started at Nutriverus. Absolutely. Yeah. Good question, Anita. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, group, I guess we've completed it. Let me tell you what I did. Everybody, I had Lydia send out the send out the copy, the article Al's talking about, so it's in every one of your email banks right now. So you don't have to wait till we get done with the call. You already have that article. Thanks, Al. Thanks, Simon. We love you guys, all the great work you're doing, and it's so exciting to see what's going on. And just one last plug for Mana Quest. I think it's going to be an awesome event. Al and I had a great time sharing. And what I love about it is that it's a continuation of Manifest. You know, it's not a new direction. It's just, we're just on this path. And we're really focused on, you know, Tony Jerry stuff, strategic acceleration, make sure you stay really focused and get rid of distractions. We're no longer distracted with other, you know, network marketing companies or supplements. We're really focused on Extreme Food Makeover. We're really focused on real food. We're really focus your life around that. Focus your presentations on that. Focus your energies around that and work in that direction. We're going to talk more about the DISC and the, you know, personality quadrants and applications, so that'll be a piece of it. Oh, I mean, it's going to be such a fantastic training. And then, of course, the XFM, how to take it to the marketplace, other techniques of taking it to the marketplace. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be there. I was even, you know, about 4 weeks ago, I was going, oh, I've got a wedding in September out in California. I'm flying like 18 members of my family out to California for my nephew's wedding, and we're going a week early to enjoy SeaWorld with all the grandkids and stuff. And I thought, maybe I won't go to Mana Quest. And I said, what? What do you mean you're not going to Mana Quest? So,
Mary Jo, I have a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Bernadette from Canada. Al, will the Choose Real be available for Canadians as well?
Yes, we're working on the Canadian version of Choose Real. And also, we're working on a complete reshaping of that website to make it more member-centric, more customer-centric. We have a meeting today to kind of see where everything is at. Our goal is that over the next few weeks that we've obviously released all this, but at least by ManaQuest, all these collateral, either websites, material, everything will be ready. But we're hoping that a bunch of that stuff will be ready before we get to ManaQuest. I know the member website is going out to everybody. The next thing we're tackling is choosereal.com. And I believe we should have that as well, you know, coming in very soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Okay, Al, well, thank you so much for being on the call, and thank you to Simon. We appreciate both of you and your contribution. Oh, there's another voice.
Yeah, sorry, I finally figured out which button to hit. Al, this is Peggy from Porcupine calling here in Canada, and I'm glad the previous caller asked about the Canadian one. But the one question, you had mentioned some stats earlier. You said in Canada it's up 4,000, and last year was that new enrollees or new orders?
No, that's new enrollees.
New enrollees.
Yeah, Canada was 182% over last BP, 428% over last year.
Wow. Just even backwards, it's wow.
I have to, you know, I don't know how, you know, how everybody on the call will take this, but this is the first time ever in history that actually Canada recruited more people than the United States.
Whoa, way to go, Canadians.
Hey, I think we were doing very good back there in 96, 97, too, I think we were.
Is that right? That could have been. That was before my time, but I tell you, I have never seen anything like this in a long time. So congratulations to our Canadians. Something is going on over there.
The dollar is good.
That could be. Let's keep it that way, then, because that... we love what it's doing to our business, that's for sure.
Great. Oh, that's great news. Thank you, friends from the North. We love that news. Taken very well. I'm excited about what's going on in Canada. That's great. Good, good. Okay, everyone. Well, we'll call it a day. Let's get out there and get to work. We have plenty of tools already. We can go and share this message with so many people. It's such a blessing to be a part of it and be at the forefront of it, especially to have the guys we have in Sam and, of course, Rob Sinnott, the genius behind so many of the products that we have that are all real food, and just really really new, and Al helping us market all this. We just really have what we need, and we don't want to wait. I mean, for those of you still waiting for something, stop waiting. People are out there crying out for this every day of their lives. They want some logic into their food system, and you have it. So let's go out there and introduce it and open up the possibilities that we have out there.
Mary Jo and Lydia, thank you for being one of the chief leaders and cheerleaders of this real food revolution. You guys are awesome. We love you guys.
We're pounding the streets. Okay, great. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Al. Thanks, Simon. Thank all of you guys. Have a great week, and we'll be on board with you next Monday again. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, bye-bye. God bless.